and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today, we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we're drinking some weeded whiskey.
Hot diggity dog.
All right. We are we are drinking through the Maker's Mark Cellar Age, which is knocking in at 115.7 proof. It is 13% 11-year-old and 87% 12-year-old Maker's Mark. And then we have the Heaven Hill Select Stock 14-year bottle your own, which this one, Jesus wept. It's 135.8 proof. So
yes, baby. 14
years old.
So we're going to have a little fun drinking through these bad boys. It's been a long time since I've had a weeder that was that high. So
I don't know, but I've just been looking at the legs on the makers, and they haven't like gone anywhere.
Dude, they got phenomenal legs. So I was lucky enough to try one of the cellar ages probably about 3 weeks ago prior to the this episode. And a buddy of mine's dad got it as a gift because he made somebody a bunch of wood projects and stuff. And
oh, cool.
So he dropped him off this, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, well, come on in. Let's try it. And I'm like, do you know how much that bottle's worth? He's like, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. So he just cracked it, started drinking. I was like, all right, this is the way we're going to go. So
nice.
So I tried everything else. I will say initially, and I'm hoping because, like I said, that one was a fresh crack, right?
Yeah.
So this one's had a little bit of air, it looks like, to it, that I'm hoping maybe I'll have a different experience with this one than I did, you know, that one. But based
about
on
to
the,
say
based
something
on,
controversial
well,
here.
Well, not even controversial. Just with all the hype that it had, I was expecting more. We'll put it
maybe
that way.
Maybe a little disappointed, at
yeah,
least initial.
Like, yeah, from the initial, because everybody and their mom was like, oh my God, Maker's Cellar Age, best pour of 2023, da, 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 you know, different
yeah.
things like that. So when I tried it, I was like, I had super, super high expectations. So I'm hoping today, revisiting it, not on a fresh crack, what's it going to be like? So we're going to go from there, and we're going to hit this and go from there. So Maker's Cellar Age, that's the first one we're drinking, right? We went left, right.
Straight okay. away on the nose, it reminds me every Christmas time my dad, for the last 30, almost 40 years, has made Christmas cookies, and he does a date nut pinwheel is one
Ooh.
Of them. And that is what I'm yep. getting. I'm getting a date sugar.
I mean, my dude straight up went date nut pinwheel. Like, I mean, you know, usually the Catholics, they go straight to Springerlings.
He makes
Springerlings.
That's
or
the other cookie he
like
does.
The liquor side.
The date nut pinwheel is the one that I fucking...
Come on, dog.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah, hot cross buns.
Yes, it's all that, yeah.
No.
Cum jacket,
Johnny, you
squirtle
nailed it.
Noodles.
Thank you, Barbara.
Date was what I just...
Fuck off, man.
I love you, Johnny.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I get
so,
the dates totally
so,
and the sweet.
Yeah, there's definitely a sweetness to it. But yeah, I just love it when John and Barbara will like down some pigeonhole of something. My grandma's apple.
Apple hey, pie.
Apple
I haven't
pie.
Told a story in a hot minute.
You
thank you very
no,
much.
No, you haven't.
So I appreciate it. But it just never ceases to amaze me. Like they'll pull something straight out of the middle of nowhere.
Hey, you always say it brings memories.
I do.
It's the artistic.
Act like Barbara's artistic. Autistic, maybe.
Dick.
I will say the nose on this one's really, really solid.
Really amazing.
It's got some nice caramel. It's got some sweetness. There's a
Johnny,
little bit of vanilla in
why
there.
Why do we put up with these things?
Because he brings bourbon.
Oh, good point.
And I'm funny.
Fuck, oh, whatever.
I mean, we've seen the meme 100 times in the group text.
Yes, we have.
Now, I'm getting just like this little hint of almost like field hay. Or maybe barn hay, like that's been aged.
Yeah, I could get, but see, that's that dusty quality that I was kind of expecting whenever I tried this initially.
Yeah,
didn't get it initially.
Well, it's not that I didn't get it initially; it was not as pronounced as this is.
Gotcha.
Maybe a little of that air oxidation is maybe
possibly,
opened that up.
Yeah. How long has this one been open, Trey?
I opened it day after the last release, so I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Oh, okay. So it's got
like
some
that.
Age on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been open.
It's got a really, really nice nose.
Johnny, have you taken a swig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is velvety.
Uh-huh.
And that sweetness, mm-hmm. it's hard to figure out.
It's almost like a candied date.
Yeah?
I mean, really.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But it's creamy. It's super creamy.
Keep going, Scott.
I'm getting the spice side, and then I'm getting the sweet side,
Scott,
and I'm trying to
Scott
dive
has
in.
Two sides of his nose.
Yeah,
they,
depending on what side of the nose he
different.
Sniffs with. Yeah.
I'm getting a nice little spice on that, on the tip of the tongue, which is weird. Usually you get that more mid palate, but it's just kind of like that little kind of like pulsating sweetness and spice on that kind of front mid palate.
It's pretty robust though.
I get the spice all on that mid.
Yeah.
I get mid.
So I get just a touch on the tip of my tongue, and then it's like the roof of my mouth and then like the mid palate, like Barbara said.
Yep.
There's definitely some really, really delicious. Nice, delicate sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. I'm still going back to, like, even though this is a solid pour, I'm not at all, like, saying this is not good. The hype that I had for this bottle, it's just not with the level of flavor that it's coming off of. It's good. It's delicious. It's better than traditional makers by 100 miles.
No, hands down.
But that being said, there's just something different that I guess I was just expecting more of that really, really sweet, like, mid, like,
and that's what I think is missing.
Leather. Yeah. Like, I mean,
it is 100%. If you're going to go buy one thinking that it's going to be like a Maker's or like a oaky extra aged Maker's, it's not at all. Mm-hmm. It's completely off Maker's trail, I think. And I'm not, like, again, same thing Scott said, not a bad pour, but just not what you're expecting. I'll tell you, the aged Maker's,
the biggest kick in the dick, 70 centiliters. So you only get 700 mils. Like, no. they cheated you out of 50 milliliters.
I'm sorry they cheated you, Scott. I'm sorry.
They didn't cheat me. It cheated Trey.
That is true. I mean, now, I don't know if you guys are getting it, but I'm getting that on the kind of like that little aftertaste finish, almost a little bit of a drying oak flavor mm-hmm. there. Now, it is that kind of aged oak is kind of hitting there a little bit, but it's just after you've already swallowed, you're just kind of sitting there with letting it linger for a little bit. Then you get that drying and oak.
That's what she said. 100%. All right. I moved on to this Heaven Hill Select stock. Dude, the nose on this thing is hot. It's got some ethanol, but it's sweet. It's super sweet, it's really but sweet. Man, it is hot. I mean, that nose is like, woo. Like, I got a couple of nose hairs I think that might still be on fire.
That'll light your britches on fire.
You ain't lying.
I have to talk like that in the show. I got to do an accent, a little redneck.
Oh,
kind of mountainy redneck, a little bit.
Got to get in there, but I want to sound like Boomhauer.
No, not like Boomhauer.
Are you talking more like the Blue Hills and Appalachia?
More of the Appalachia Hills, yes.
Yeah.
Jethro,
what are you working on?
Jethro.
All right, Johnny, you need to hang out with me more when I've had about 17 pours, and you will.
I don't think anyone wants to hang out with you after 17 pours.
I barely want to hang out with her after one, but.
Whatever. But what I'm saying is the more drinks that I do have, the more.
Oh, does the hill come out of
my you? Hill yeah. comes out really, really. I don't. Really, really high.
So this one's got some crazy good legs. The color's actually a little bit
pretty.
Better.
Yeah.
A little bit more of an amber
color. Oh, it's
color.
Good.
I would say it's approaching really mahogany in color.
Yeah, a little bit darker.
Touch it. It's good. It doesn't drink like, touch it. Touch it, Scott. That to me, does not drink like a wheat at all.
Holy crap.
Caramel bomb.
Damn.
I'm getting a lot of sweet
wow.
caramel.
Damn.
That is hot, though. It drinks hot.
I don't find it hot.
See, I don't either.
Super smooth.
No. You didn't get like a crazy right up front, like in from the front to the mid palate.
Not at
right
all.
Right to the roof of your mouth.
I did, but it disappeared quick.
It disappeared
after that.
Quickly.
Smooth like wheat. Super sweet.
Super yeah. sweet.
Yes.
Now, it did hit me a little bit like mid roof of the mouth.
Yeah.
Right around there. Yep. But then it just dissipated
really quick. It disappeared
really quick.
And after the finish is crazy
that
smooth
is
for 135.
Phenomenal.
This
is
beautiful.
This is real trouble.
Might need to open that bourbon one in that shelf over there.
At first.
I'm pretty sure we already have.
We have one open if you want me to, yeah. We can try it after this cast.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Wow, that is solid.
On tip of the tongue, it still lingers there, that heat, but it's kind of central right there, and then it just
so the second
away.
Pour, it's nothing now. Like, I mean, when it goes in, sweet, smooth, caramel,
I mean,
finish
the,
gone.
I mean, the nose.
I can't believe this is 135.
The nose doesn't give anything away.
No. The butterscotch candies that everybody's grandma has.
Oh, the Werther's original.
Werther's original, baby.
Yes.
I think it's more of your traditional butterscotch, the old disc, like the Brock's disc.
Yeah.
It's not quite as rich and robust as the Werther's original. Like,
you're right. It's not as creamy.
The log ones. That are kind of like
the little golden disc.
Yes, literally Brock's, the golden disc.
Everybody and their mom had them.
B-R-A-C-H-S.
Kids growing up, like nobody wanted them.
Okay,
they're the ones.
Not
Brock's.
B R O C K S. B-R-A-C-H-S.
Not a chance.
These are the
they wish.
These are the ones that was in the almost like a parchment paper wrap.
Yeah,
that were wrapped. It had that little white dot in the middle of it.
Yeah, so some of them did. The Brock's ones, if I remember correctly, they literally just said Brock's.
They're
and
like
it was clear
cellophane.
Plastic cellophane.
Yeah, cellophane.
Yeah, I don't know. But
you're
that's what it kind of reminds
different,
me.
I think.
All right, I'm going water on both these just to see what happens.
Right,
I don't want
go.
To, but man, I'm going to tell you what.
I'm really surprised that you think the Heaven Hill's that hot.
Dude, it was the second pull. The second, third pull was not at all. But that
right,
first pull,
right.
dude, like it lit the roof of my mouth on
I
fire
agree
for a split second.
Nose hot. The nose is definitely hot.
I mean, right now, after the second or third pull, I would, if I had to guess, I would say it might be
110.
One, no, I would say but 115, 118, right. Somewhere in that realm.
I don't even think it's that.
And we're what, 130?
The first time I drank it, I've been like, God damn, that's 130. Like, I would have said that.
Every bit of 130.
But the second pull, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Now, then the third pull, I was like, whoa. Like, this, what happened? Where'd it go? Like, so wow. I'm back to the Maker Cellar age. Mm-hmm.
I will not be. I will be staying with the Heaven Hill.
I'm kind of with you there. That being said, I did go back.
Oh, dude, so, that was a nose on the drop of water.
So
holy
nice.
Crap.
Dude, the caramel just like whoosh. Like
it reminds
explosion.
Me of that Heaven Hill.
I wonder if that Heaven Hill was maybe forgotten barrels that were for larceny or something right. like that.
Could have been. Yeah, 100% it could have been.
So I just polished off the rest of the makers with water, mm-hmm. and it's weird. Like the caramel coats the entire palate, but I'm getting more of a presence of a florally syrup with it, and that's the best way I can describe it. It's like a
lavender syrup.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah, I was lavender, honeysuckle, yeah. Like one of those. Yeah, like
more of a fieldy type yep. green yep. flower.
I thought you don't use honeysuckle anymore.
I try not to. Also, there's like
that's
a...
That's what you tell somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. you pull the stem. Man, yeah, I like that with a drop.
I think
I like
that's better
lot.
With the water.
Yeah, actually. I think it might be better with just a...
Yeah,
that's
I think
probably
this is
a rock pour.
Yeah, rock.
Yeah. All right, now with the Heaven Hill, it's a little drippy drop of water.
I already did.
Not as hot on the nose with the water. It kind of tones it down a bit.
That being said, it's still solid.
So it's funny, though. It's getting a little bit more of a rye, like, nose. Yeah. Nah. It just got just like a little bit of pepper, just a little bit of, like, spice, baking spice.
See, it's
spice.
Still real sweet for me.
I didn't say it wasn't still sweet. I'm saying that with a drop or two, there is a little bit of, like, a baking spice and maybe, like, a light white pepper or something.
Agreed.
Barbara's, no. I'm not buying it. Man, that's got a great nose, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I will agree with that. It almost, it's weird. It's not a rye, but it comes out with the rye spice almost with that little bit of water and that and the select stock. Now, there is a weird, like almost like a white pepper, not like black pepper, but that white pepper note that's in there.
And it's funny.
Scott had already said that.
It's funny. So, like, it's still deliciously sweet. It actually has a little bit more proof to it even after that drop of water. It's still phenomenally good, really, really sweet. But I feel like that pepper note almost is like in the mid palate that comes through on the taste. And it might be just influence from the nose. But it's delicious. It's very, very sweet. Trey? Trey, what do you think?
He's just enjoying it.
10 out of 10.
He said 10 out of 10.
I was about to say, is this
man, I think this is a 1.47.
I mean, I seriously think it's like, I don't think it's hot whatsoever. I don't get pepper on it. I get like Weller 12 aged in a honey barrel. I don't even know how to.
Oh, that's an interesting take.
That's a good description.
That's interesting.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's really. Yeah. I mean, there's just no bite.
Yeah.
The flavor stays.
I totally get you.
Yeah. I think it's delicious. Yeah.
I
like
do
I
not
said.
Have any of that pop.
No.
Yeah.
It's just super sweet, super smooth, and just very, 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 very incredible.
Yes.
All right. We got to rank them out here. I think we all are pretty concise on what wins here. I think I'm a Heaven Hill Select Stock guy. But I will say, the Maker Cellar Age with just a drop or two of water, if you put a rock in it, that's a really nice pour. Really, really nice pour. Johnny, same?
I'm going to be a little different. I think they're so close. With water on both of them, I prefer a little bit of water.
Yep.
But there's that funky date nut pinwheel. that to me is where my palate lies.
You just like that
for me,
that spice and
that
sweetness.
Spice and sweetness together, dark and flavor, like that's what I like. So that is spot on. I will say though, I love your description. Weller 12 honey barrel finished. That's pretty spot on.
I've never had Weller 12 honey barrel finished, but I can envision
don't
what you're
I haven't
talking
either.
About.
That's why I said I imagine honey.
If they did one, it
so
would
somebody,
be like
somebody
that, yeah.
recently did do an OWA honey finished.
Oh, nice.
And a special
it.
Reserve.
Yeah, and a special
Ooh,
reserve.
Yeah,
really.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yep. I would be.
I think they
to
want stupid
that.
Money for those bottles, but yeah, I just yeah.
I think they were doing 375s for like $220 or something.
Oh, somebody really? Did a Blanton's.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
Like they did a Dr. Pepper Blanton's.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They did. Weird. People are crazy.
Well, I'm definitely the Heaven Hill neat.
Okay.
Absolutely neat.
Times two.
So 3 out of 4. Ish. Nick.
Heaven Hill.
3 out of 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
80%. And listen, I could have went just as easily with you, Johnny. Like with a drop of water, the maker cellar age. Mm-hmm. Just something about this neat, the Heaven Hill, it just hit me right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, at the first pull, I'd have been like, nope, not happening. Just hot, inhaled it. Like my nose went up my nose hairs. Yeah.
I think it's been a minute since I've had anything that 130 plus proof.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm just not acclimated to that.
Okay.
Fair enough. While.
But they're both fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They're both
they stand
incredible.
Out for different reasons.
Yes, they do. They really, really do.
Well, that is our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to Spotify, iTunes, Johnny Tsunami's favorite, Google Podcast. I just made that shit up. I have no idea if that's his favorite or not. Anyway, if you want to send us an email, send it to bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. This is Scott, Johnny Tsunami, Trey, and the Brock signing off. Peace.
Peace out.
Get to the chopper now.